Got Your Ears On is brought to you by Tactical Legion Knives. Live from the campus of Tom Radio, under the direction of Guido, Scoot, and Johnson, it's the pride of podcasting. It's Got Your Ears On.
All right, everybody, hello and welcome to Got Your Ears On. I'm Guido, along with Scoot.
Vamanos!
And Johnson. Didn't even know what to say when Scoot goes vamanos on you.
You can't do vamanos.
I just did, amigo.
That happened. That was real. That was real. I think it's funny that the whole thing is that all Scoot wants to do, Johnson, is make you laugh.
That is my goal.
That's all his goal is. Gosh. And your goal is to try to come up with something that either matches or is, you know, that is the same.
Every time it's difficult.
Oh man. Well, we'll let you go this week, but next week you got to get something better than just losing it. See, Johnson, you're just. That would have been funny. See, they think. Here's the thing: you've got to make a decision. Scoot's goal at the beginning of every show is going to be to make.
Well,
you
he
laugh.
Does that, and then it's hard, and I don't know what to say. He does it every episode. It's hard.
All right, guys. So, tough week this week. Did not end up with the win. I think Sam James make ESPN top 10 plays with that catch in the first half? He should have if he didn't. Pretty awesome catch. But Texas is a rough lot. My like quick thought on it, I guess, if you will, is the fact that, listen, it wasn't a win, but we looked good. I mean, if you look at the stats, we stayed close with them. I'll take it. We look good against Texas, who's probably the second best team in the Big 12. Right?
Yeah, and I think it's funny how, you know, if you go back and you listen to after we were talking after Missouri, where you and I, Guido, were convinced we were going to be well to find three wins on the schedule, to after this Saturday being frustrated that we couldn't pull off a win against 11th ranked Texas. So it's always funny that gamut that we run through. But I think my quick takeaway is just after halftime, I think it was five straight stops by the defense. And I was just so pumped to see that. I mean, I already love the Stills brothers. You know, we were talking about Vandarius Cowan looks like another, like, you know, Carl Joseph in the making, maybe one of those, you know, Nick Kwiatkowski guys or somebody. I mean, he looks terrific. I was just really pumped about the defense. I was really proud of those guys. And I thought it was just a shame on a day that looked like a beautiful weather day. You know, it was one of those days where you're watching it on TV and you feel jealous that you couldn't, like, I couldn't be there in person. Man, I was jealous about that. So it's a shame we couldn't pull off a win. But I didn't walk away, you know, down in the dumps. I was disappointed, but I still, I don't know. I love this team. I love the coaching staff. You could tell they had them fired up, and I love the way they came out, man. It was a great start.
Yeah. I think it just definitely showed. Defense looked great. Offense couldn't really keep up with Texas, but Texas's band, Scoot, couldn't keep up with West Virginia. What was going on? I tweeted, hashtag Cousin Frank sent me a picture when he got into the stadium. He got into the stadium like really early. Texas band, they were up in no man's land.
The cheap seats. They put them up in the upper deck, in the corner. Yep. Maybe where their music could not be heard.
It was snug up there.
I guess from what I've been reading, though, is that a little taste of their own medicine there. A little taste of their own medicine because the
official word from WVU on this was that because it was homecoming weekend and there were 400 alumni members playing with the band, that those 400 alumni members sat in the area that the visiting band usually gets to sit in. That's the official word from a WVU. But it is true, a little bit of taste of their hashtag conspiracy theory, a little taste of their own medicine here. Texas is famous for putting their away team bands like up in the middle of nowhere down there. So I thought that was hilarious. So check out Twitter. I know there were a lot of tweets about it. Hashtag Cousin Frank. He sent one in. It was pretty. It was
How about the
good.
Crowd? The crowd stayed. It was loud.
Students, for the most part, students stayed.
I think.
Yeah,
I think,
I mean, up until about 10 minutes
ready.
To go.
Yeah, I would say that after those first two touchdowns in the fourth quarter or whatever it
right.
was, that's when
I feel like they got their upholstery ready the night before, so they weren't getting that ready during the game to burn possibly. so I think that was good, but it was
speaking of people. I got a question for you guys. Speaking of people like in the stands, what's with the people not in the stands? What's with the fact that, and if this isn't just WVU, I just felt like I noticed it. And what was kind of hilarious about it is, so there were tons and tons of spectators, like people who had on-field passes. And this is kind of you don't see it in the NFL. You see it in college football with, you know, these colleges allowing, I guess, former players and random donors or whatever have these on-the-field passes. The best part was, I don't know if you noticed, there was a guy that had an on-the-field pass that was on the end zone side where the facility is, the facility side. And he had a gray Mountaineers jersey on it, like the ones that Geno Smith wore a couple years ago. The number on the jersey, 69. Right in the camera shot. Like every time they did that down the field camera shot, he's back there, he's like cheering, he's got a jersey on number 69.
Of course.
What's with all the people on the sidelines? Like,
well,
how do you score that?
On the serious side, I think some of them are potential recruits, right? So if you are in for the weekend as a recruit, they're going to put you down on the field. So
and it was a big
that.
Recruiting day. I agree. And I think it was a big recruiting day. It was
and
a
I
good
think,
showcase.
I think and maybe there's some listeners out there that can either like dispel this idea or maybe agree with it, that I don't think it's football-specific recruits that are only on the field. I think it could be basketball, baseball. I think if you're a recruit of some of the other sports, I think there's also the possibility that some of them get down on the field as well, on the sidelines.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right.
You may have a bunch of
Well,
those.
And I have to imagine too, a 3:30 ABC primetime game, I guess, draws even more people that think they need coverage of the game and passes and everything. Cause I don't feel like it hit me too when you mentioned it Saturday, because I don't know, it just seemed like more than usual, but I have to assume that's because of the prime time and the,
so let me ask you guys this question.
Showing.
All right. So Texas, which I'm kind of surprised he wasn't there. Matthew McConaughey often is on the sideline. I'm sure at all home games. Probably not the away games, but maybe he goes to some of the away games. I'm sure a big game.
I'm sure he couldn't make it to this week's away game because he had a class he was teaching back in Austin.
If you're WVU, should we maybe look at an alum that is a celebrity to put them down on the field to maybe get a little camera time to kind of keep WVU in the media? And if so, who would you put down on the field? What famous alum?
Don Knotts is dead. Knotts is dead, so you can't have him.
Well, you could, though, because, I mean, so all the folks I follow on Twitter, I know, who was it? I know Kim Webster was saying she was in town. I mean, she was apparently at the game, but not on the field, I guess. She was, remember her? She was in the West Wing.
Yes, William Webster
was
in the West Wing.
Who was this that was in the West Wing that went to WVU?
Kim Webster.
Kim Webster, I think, is her name. She played on the West Wing.
She's like a producer now for a lot of MTV shows, I believe.
Yeah, so I mean, she was tweeting. She was in Morgantown and all that kind of stuff. So that's someone I can think of.
But
I don't think you could.
I don't know the average person knows her.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are West Wing fans. I mean,
yeah, she played Toby's secretary, Ginger, on the West Wing. Come on, Scoot, don't you know that?
I mean, yes. I'm just saying, like, Gus in Nate Wan's not going to say, "Oh, Kim Webster's on the sideline today." Great. Like, no disrespect to
Kim
Webster.
Webster's
I think
she's not as famous as McConaughey,
right.
is what you're saying.
Right,
she's
exactly.
She's no Matthew
saying.
McConaughey.
Like,
well, you want Matthew McConaughey. We don't have a Matthew. Do we have a Matthew McConaughey-sized alumni?
I think you're using a broad brush on Gus and Matewan, first of all.
Well, I apologize.
I think for us, it would probably be more a sports figure, maybe like a Jeff Hostetler or a Tavon Austin or someone.
But there's no Hollywood celebrity? There's got to be one.
There's got to.
Like, yeah, Jennifer Garner. Did she go to WVU?
They had, Terry Bowden there. Terry Bowden was on the sideline. He was. That doesn't count? No?
No. I mean.
Well.
No, you're talking about Bobby Bowden was on the
sideline. Or Bobby Bowden, I mean.
Yeah. Terry could have been there. Bobby. Terry very well could have been there.
Yeah,
Bobby, third winningest coach in college football. He was there. They were celebrating the 69 Peach Bowl.
I don't know why we can't think of it right now, but I'm sure we're just not thinking of someone.
You're thinking, like, when you think actors, I mean, Don Knotts, who's obviously dead, he was a big alumni. From there, I don't know, Chris Sarandon, he was in Princess Bride. Susan's former husband. Yes, Susan Sarandon's former husband. But I can't think of any, like, major. I mean, like, you're right. It's all sports figures. I mean,
that's all we got is Susan Sarandon's ex-husband. We can do better than that. Give me a break. Are you serious? We can't do better than that.
Yeah. There's nobody else. There's nobody bigger that's still around and alive. I don't know.
Hey, here we go. Bigger. Billy Mays.
Like the Billy Mays used to sell whatever ShamWow. Wait, is that the guy? Is that the guy?
Yes, that's what this says. This website I'm looking at says that Billy Mays went to WVU.
I thought Billy Mays passed away.
He did. He OD'd on cocaine. Yes.
Now you're just depressing me. Like, you just keep listing people that have passed away. You need a lie. It needs to be.
Or maybe he's
live
just a famous West Virginian.
It can't be like Weekend at Bernie's on the sideline. It has to be a live person.
That's our problem. We can't find any live people.
How about Conchata Farrell? She was on. She was on Two and a Half Men.
Kathleen Noon, who is famous for being on the NBC soap opera Passions. So there you go.
You guys are really grasping at straws now.
I'm just saying we have no McConaughey.
Matthew
McConaughey
laughs in your general direction at these people.
All right.
Arts and entertainment, we don't have much, but we do have Billy Mays, which is
what you're saying is that we're going to put a lot of people around the field, standing on the field, give them field passes. None of them are famous, though.
Should, at the very least, we should have OxyClean as a sponsor.
OxyClean should be a sponsor. So, well, that's kind of, I guess, if you want to call that a take on the Texas game, we'll call it that. But listen, let's take a break. We'll come back. We got Trapezoid of Evil update and much more. But first, let's hear a little bit from our sponsor, Tactical Legion Knives.
Tactical Legion Knives, a West Virginia-owned and operated company that specializes in heavy-duty tactical knives and gear for the professional warrior, the weekend warrior, and the outdoor warrior. Our products are built tough. For who? For warriors. Hey, Mountaineer fans, make sure you go on Amazon and search Tactical Legion Knives, and when you do, make sure you put in the promo code 25TOBRADIO for Tob Radio. You'll get 25% off on Tactical Legion Knives.
All right, welcome back to Got Your Ears On. Don't forget, check us out on Twitter. It's at Got Your Ears. You can also find us individually. I'm at Guido. Scoot's at Tob Scoot, T-O-B Scoot. And Johnson's at Tob Johnson. And those are zeros, not O's, folks. Get it right. Speaking of which, Johnson, give us a little, it's kind of like a depressing Trapezoid of Evil update.
Well, for us, yeah, I kind of tweeted this out Saturday night, but really we don't have to spend too much time on it, but the Trapezoid of Evil went 4-0 this weekend. So the one that caught my attention the most, I think, was Virginia Tech was playing Miami. So for those old boys like myself out there that appreciate an old Big East rivalry, we had kind of covered that on the last show, Virginia Tech. We had kind of left them for dead. You might remember we could not decide if Furman was elves or what a paladin was when they were playing Furman the other day. You know, they've been having their own struggles. Well, you might be interested to know they beat Miami. They actually put 42 points on Miami. Miami rallied, but the Hokies still won. So I just find that interesting because how not good is Miami then is my takeaway from that. But so Virginia Tech got a win over Miami. Penn State handled Purdue. Maryland beat the crap out of Rutgers.
Well, I saw some of that game.
You'll be shocked to hear that.
Yeah.
Since and, then, Rutgers,
win, does Rutgers win games anymore?
Well since then, just, their like, quarterback as, and leading I think, running back, I think, are going to redshirt. Really? That loss was so devastating that that's forcing kids into like semi-retirement.
Well, Rutgers is 1-4 though, so they've beaten someone. We'll have they to look somebody. That up. There is some,
that team was probably a Division II team, but
there is some unlucky team out there that has lost to Rutgers. And then ESP somehow beat Duke. So
yeah, and that was a close one too. But they,
so that was a 4-0. That was a 4-0 go round for Trapezoid of Evil. So.
Speaking of which, when you get some free time, look up Rutgers' average attendance for this year. It's pretty sad. Poor Rutgers, not really putting people in the stadium right now. So I guess probably because there's not much to see there.
Yeah, that's a dedicated fan that's keeping a season ticket there.
Yeah, and they've never drawn, but it's but now that they don't win, it definitely doesn't help. So, speaking of though. People coming to see things. How about Barstool Sports pulled into Morgantown this weekend, Scoot?
Yeah, really cool.
It's a pretty exciting thing. I was talking to you guys before the show. I think people our age still kind of resonate with game day, ESPN's game day being at games. But I think if you're a college-age guy or student in general, maybe Barstool has a stronger appeal for you to get, you know, you might be more excited if Barstool is going to be at your college than you are if game day is. I mean, Lee Corso is Lee Corso, but you know, Dave El Presidente and Big Cat, they resonate better with kids.
It's definitely a different show. It's a different show than game day. They kind of copy game day in a way just to make it kind of funny. But it's definitely more blue. You can only get it. It only streams, right? So you only get it. It's not like it's on like a TV channel. Right. You only get it on their app or website or whatever. Pretty big turnout though. They had a pretty big turnout there. Lots of people, yelling the ESP. I think the people on the panel, Big Cat and Portnoy and all those guys, Casey Smith, I think they were all a little shocked about we hate Pitt so much that in years that we don't play Pitt or aren't even have anything to do with Pitt, we still yell about hating Pitt. So they seem to be a little shocked, a little taken aback by that.
I just recall one at one point asking why are you wasting your hate on that?
Well, it's like you know, I live in Boston now. It's like when you go to a Red Sox game and the Red Sox are playing like the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and you still have the people out in the bleachers yelling Yankees suck. It's the same concept, sure. You know, it's just like the Yankees always suck and Pitt always eats. So,
they had Huggins on. They had Coach Huggins on.
Huggy Bear was there, yeah.
That was a little bit of a draw.
They were trying really, really hard to get Huggins to do a horns down. They were pushing for Huggins to get a horn.
At one point, they had Huggins put his hands below the desk, and Big Cat would drop his own little horns and drop them down over Huggins' shoulders.
The best part of it was Huggins making fun of Texas's colors. I thought that was the best part. Huggins is like... Those are the worst colors I've ever seen. Making fun of Texas's colors.
And they agreed.
So they all agreed. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting to see Barstool roll into town and kind of do their show.
I think it was a good game for them to come in and do too, because I think there was a little bit of hype around it. They kind of fed off of some of the animosity between the two schools. There's a lot of people that talk about whether this should be a rival or if it's not a rival, and I don't think it's a rival, but there is a little bit of juice to the matchup.
Well, I think that one thing to think about is that, you know, we're desperately seeking a rival in the Big 12. They did ask Tom Herman about it in his pregame, one of his pregame press conferences going into the game. And, you know, there's a lot of chatter coming out of West Virginia. And is this a rivalry game? And Tom Herman says, well, you know, there are 11 other teams that look, or nine other teams that look at us as a rival in the Big 12.
He's so obnoxious. He's so obnoxious. But what I didn't
only look at Oklahoma. That's what he said.
What I got tired of, the narrative turned. You know, so West Virginia came out full force and horns down. And then on Twitter, at least, I feel like I live on Twitter lately just to see what's going on around WVU sports. It seems to be the best place. But the narrative from people responding back from the Texas side, they turned it into, oh, look at West Virginia trying to force a rivalry. I didn't think anyone was trying to do, they were just coming out with horns down. I don't think anyone was like, oh yeah, Texas is a rival now. I think, you know, Texas fans tried to then turn it to, hey, they're trying to be a rival. And then one other thing, Guido, cause you already know my take on sad cow hands. I mean, I tried to make that last show, but just when I thought the conversation could not be more obnoxious, a bunch of Oklahoma fans weighed in on Twitter like, oh, hold on a second. And they weighed in with a whole conversation about, hey, new guys, please respect the people that have been doing sad cow hands now for many years. You are not ready to do sad cow hands. It is only us Oklahoma.
So they feel like they've trademarked horns sad down. Cow hands.
Yeah, I was like, are you serious? Like, just when I thought this could not get more obnoxious, Oklahoma was like, oh, we can up the ante here quite a bit.
Oklahoma thinks they own
this. Is like horns LeBron down. Trying to trademark Taco Tuesdays. Come on, LeBron. This ain't.
Come on, LeBron. We all get Taco Tuesday. You don't get Taco Tuesday. We all get it.
Come on, bro.
Oklahoma, you don't get horns down. We all get horns down.
Yeah, we all get. Look, we all get. Sorry,
or
Oklahoma,
Kenny the Thrill horns down. Hill trying to get the Thrill as a drink. Come on. Sorry, I need to pay him because I said the Thrill. I mean, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Texas is behind us now. Speaking of Oklahoma, they're coming up as well as some other teams. We're still going on the gauntlet. I'm going to call it the October gauntlet now. We've got Iowa State nationally televised next Saturday at 4:00. Then we go on to Oklahoma. That's going to be, I haven't announced yet, but I can't imagine that game's not nationally televised. That Oklahoma game that's officially, you know, not, they haven't designated a time or a channel for that yet. And then we go Halloween night, boys. We go Matt Rhule. He's got his Baylor Bears at 5-0.
Yeah, I tweeted, I think I retweeted this, but if you guys don't follow Paul Meyerberg, he's a really good follow too for college sports on Twitter, but he tweeted something out that at Temple, Matt Rhule went 2-10, 6-6, 10-4, 10-3. And at Baylor, he's gone 1-11, 6-6, and he's currently now 5-0. And so I feel like at least I don't feel like people are talking about Baylor. But man, I think they're a team to be reckoned with right now. And somebody like Texas might find themselves taking an L, you know, against them as they roll through the schedule. Now, to be honest, I haven't yet, you know, we haven't hit Baylor. Usually the week leading in is when I really dive into the other team to see what's going on. I haven't investigated them, but I mean, if they're 5-0, I think they beat Oklahoma State over the weekend, Guido. TCU. I think they beat TCU over the weekend. We had already been talking about it. Felt like, you know, TCU had another defense to be reckoned with, and I think they put some points on the board. So anyway, that, you know, that's one that seems to be looming down the road. You've already coined this October of heck, and I think it's going to be true to form.
Oddly enough,
it is.
I would say how you're talking about Matt Rhule, you could almost say about Coach Brown at Troy, and probably what you'll be saying about Coach Brown at WVU as far as records go and things of that sort.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
And I would say that,
and I tell you,
maybe Coach Brown's already got a head start on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if what we have seen so far this season is any indication, I feel like we got to jump on that because – I mean, I am happy with the way they're looking, the way we're playing, and everything. So
no, I really am too.
I am looking forward though to that Halloween night game. That's going to be a fun game. It's a nighttime game on ESPN, so that'll be a good one. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with one quick segment to wrap things up. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Got Your Ears On. Mm-hmm. back to Got Your Ears On. Don't forget, check us out online on our website. It's gotyourearson.com. Great place. Kind of get everything about us. You can find how to listen to us. Well, you listen to us right now, but if you have friends, you can send them that and they can figure out how to listen to us. And you can just learn more about what we're saying on Twitter. Johnson, pretty much the hub of who we are.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got the show link. We've got the notes to other links we've talked about. We've got our bios on there for Twitter. You can hit our Facebook page. So it's all on there. Go to gotyourearson.com.
And have you talked about our sponsor, Guido?
Our sponsor, Tactical Legion Knives.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, West Virginia owned business on Amazon. Yep. So,
So be sure check to check them out. Go to Amazon.com. Yeah, Amazon.com, Tactical Legion Knives. And I think another knife sponsor might be coming on in a week or two. So that's just raking in those sponsors, aren't you, Scoot? Scoot's in charge of sales, so he's bringing the sponsors in
yes,
left and right.
We are rolling in it, fellas. Rolling.
He was going to try to get OxyClean to come in. But
Billy
I don't
Mays. I mean, he's a West Virginia alum.
I don't know, but he's also dead.
What about that, what about that spray paint that anymore. You can put on the bottom of your boat when you've got a screen? When you've got a screen door on the bottom of your boat, and
you think,
and you want to
for those
float.
Times you find a screen door on the bottom of your boat,
you know, and then you put a Flex Seal. Is that the product? I believe
there you go, Flex Seal.
So
there you go. They're getting free advertisement right now.
Like,
I mean,
I know that when I'm in my boat and I've just recently installed the screen door on the bottom, I'm thinking. Flex Seal might be the product I need just to keep me afloat.
I mean,
Flex Seal, it'll keep you afloat.
This is why we only have one sponsor, folks, because we let Scoot try to get the sponsorships.
Well, if I got freaking Flex Seal, what kind of product is that?
If you'd like to sponsor us, don't call him. Call me or Johnson because he's not going to help you. All right, well, listen. Big game coming up this weekend, really, which is the blue gold game for basketball. Huggins has got the blue gold game Friday night at the Coliseum.
Do we already have Snoop Dogg lined up with the stripper poles, or does that come?
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know if Snoop Dogg's going to be. To me, that was – so for those of you who didn't know, I think we tweeted it out too. For those of you who didn't know, Kansas had their Midnight Madness celebration thing, and Snoop Dogg came and he rapped with girls on the stripper poles dancing, like literally stripper poles, and they were pretty scantily clad. And I think that was Bill Self like giving a big old middle finger to the NCAA.
They also,
saying,
I think
hey,
they had like a t-shirt gun that was shooting money, fake money with Snoop Dogg's face on it.
Yeah,
that's right. Yep. And I mean, like, given seriously. The context of the news lately, I mean, either that is
you
extremely...
think they would have made a call. They would have been like, hey, Snoop, we'll still pay you. Just don't come.
Hey, like, you this know. Isn't the best idea. Plus, I mean, look, my thing, I cringed just because, I mean, we're all dads. Like, what if you had taken, and I have daughters, what if you would have taken your kids and you're like, oh, really? Thank you, Kansas. now what do? I'm here in the stands. And
yeah, I don't think my 6 and 8 year old boys would have appreciated
that. I guess is like the lyrics were explicit. They don't think they gave you the radio edit.
Kansas is off the rails. They're just
then the Twitter conversation was pretty much Bill Self like unaware, because I saw a bunch of hashtags of what does Bill know? Like he's just he did not know that.
I believe I responded to a tweet that asked. I said
that
he had
maybe that's I saw it through that.
Yeah,
too.
I said he had his mind on his money and his money on his mind.
That's right.
I said does everybody get a free pair of Adidas at the event? You think everybody walked out with a free pair of shoes?
That was something.
So we do it a little bit lower key. So we're just having a standard good old basketball game, blue versus gold. I don't think Huggs has come out yet to divvy up the team, so I'll be anxious to see what that looks like. Huggins was a little funnier this week, though. Again, going back to Coach Huggins and what he's saying to the press, and he's always been this way, but I think he's a little more relaxed this year. They asked him, they said, Coach, what's different from this year's team compared to last year's team? And he says, we actually make shots. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. He said, we don't have to rely on getting two or three shots of possession, and we don't have to rely on as much on creating turnovers.
Well, and I read the article on WVU Sports about the basketball team with the upcoming blue-gold game. And I found in there something that was a little disparaging to some former Mountaineers, which I'm sure maybe some of them would take they'd be upset about.
Like and, what?
Well, there was a part in here where they said that we had two of the highest rated big men that they can think of in a long time in a West Virginia uniform, talking about Derek Culver and Oscar.
And you think Kevin Jones and
they said since Daryl Prue and Chris Brooks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a shot across the bow, isn't it?
I believe Brent Solheim and Marcus Gorrie might have something to say about that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think, I mean, how are they going to do Diddy like that?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on.
There's that was a pretty decent team that went pretty deep in the tournament. Had some big guys on it.
That's right. So there is a lot of excitement around this team, I think, because because last year was a little depressing. So kind of ironic that we are pressed for.
I like the line in that same article was like last year. Last year we were so bad that the team couldn't have dropped a ball off the Star City Bridge and hit them on. So I thought that was a pretty good comment.
That's a rough take.
That's a rough take right there. I'm excited. I think the hype is still there. We're still a couple weeks away from an actual game that we get to either see or watch. But if you're interested, this Friday night at the Coliseum, you can go see them 7:00, the Blue Gold game. That'll be good. Guys, speaking of things that people need to know, we're going to be at a game. If you're a fan and you check us out, you want to listen, we'll be at the Oklahoma State game. And we'll be throwing it down in the Chick-fil-A parking lot more than likely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rumor is Scoot, again, work from the sales division of Taub Radio, which runs Got Your Ears On. From the sales division, Scoot's telling me we might have some swag to give out.
A little swag coming your way to our listeners. So if you're in the vicinity or nearby us, be on the lookout for some Got Your Ears On swag.
Yeah.
So hopefully
you want to. You want some free stuff, you got to come by the tailgate, find us, and ask for some swag. Tell us you listen to us.
Yeah, let us come by and say hi.
Maybe Uncle Mark and Cousin Frank will open their tailgate with open arms to you and offer you a sausage or something.
Yeah, maybe some waffles. Who knows? So check that out. Oklahoma State game. It's going to be exciting. Boys, coming up on this weekend, Iowa State, what's your going into the game? What's your feeling right now, Scoot? What are you thinking
playing this weekend? I mean,
at home.
I think it's going to be a win.
At home again.
Yeah, it's going to be a win. Matt Campbell is, in my mind, a little overrated. Their mascot is a tornado. Which is just really a gust of wind. Right. So, I'm feeling a close game, but I'm feeling a victory for the Mountaineers. Hashtag get Scooty to 8 wins.
So I'll give you a little bit of take on it, then we'll let you talk, Johnson. There was a lot of hype Iowa State going into the season. I felt like in the Big 12 and, every game, with the exception of the Louisiana Moreau game, every game that they have played has been close. So they barely beat Northern Iowa in overtime in that Patsy game that they played at the beginning of the season. They lost to Iowa, and Iowa was ranked at the time, and they lost, but barely lost to Iowa. Killed Louisiana Monroe like 70-something to nothing or whatever it was, 70-something to 20-something, I think. And then they lost to Baylor. Then they had their off week, and now they play us. No, they had another game in there, didn't they? They beat TCU yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of hype on this team. I think we got a chance. If we play like we played this weekend, and the same team can kind of show up, and if the offense can hold it together for at least, you know, maybe 4 quarters or 3 quarters, I think we got a good chance of putting some points up on them and taking a win there. And me being wrong and having 4 wins, and you guys can all say, oh, Guido was wrong about the 3 wins.
I would love
to kid you about that. Yeah, we would love that. And I need to so I need to correct myself too, because Matt Rule's Baylor teams 5-0, the fifth win being over Kansas State, not TCU. I had that backwards. So you're right. It was Iowa State that beat TCU here recently. And I think, to me, Guido, I like us in this game. I like us at home again. I know it won't be you know, you can't replicate the, or at least I think it'll be tough to replicate the atmosphere we just had this Saturday, but I think fans will be back. They'll be amped. I think that defense will definitely come to play. Hopefully the offense just makes some corrections. You know, because the funny thing, I know everyone, you know, we're going to focus on those four interceptions and everything, but if you, Austin Kendall continues to be a really, what am I trying to say? He's such a confusing watch, because I think at one point in the game there Saturday, he was like 15 of 19, but two of his incompletions were interceptions. So, I think they just tweak some things on the offense and just correct, just, you know, less, just decrease the mistakes, then I like us against Iowa State. So I'm going to call that a win too. I'm going to go with Scoot.
Yeah, I mean, if Austin can just get rid of those interceptions, it's a different game. I mean, 31 of 46 with 367 yards, it's a different game if he doesn't throw four interceptions.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we when we chose to run the ball Saturday, I liked it. So I think, you know, we can run the ball too. So I'm excited. I like it. I like us in a win.
All right, guys. Well, listen, we'll be back next week with another show. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Got Your Ears. Follow Scoot at Tob Scoot. Follow Johnson at Tob Johnson. And we'll have more and more content for you. And don't forget, Oklahoma State tailgate, going to be a blast. So check us out. Follow up on that. And thanks for listening. Guys, we'll see you next week. Have a good one. You've been listening to Got Your Ears On.